Amen. Okay. I hope everybody is here with your padlock. I mean, sorry, mirror. You have your mirror here tonight. Can you wave it? Let me see. Wave your mirror. Let me see. Demons will be in trouble this night. God bless you. Put down your hands. I hope you are here with a list of the names of the members of your family. Can you wave that also above your head? Any name you mention in this atmosphere shall receive deliverance. You don't believe it? You believe? Let me hear a louder amen. Put down your hand. God bless you. Amen. Now we're having visitors in our midst. We have, praise God, Pastor Jimmy. Pastor Jimmy, we want to greet the church. He's a pastor of a message church from Zambia. Pastor, come and greet the church.
God bless you so much. Hallelujah. Shout a louder hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want to thank God for the opportunity to come to Bride Assembly. I was just checking on the internet one time, and then I was looking for some other pastor's name, and then I found the name of Pastor Moses Alu. So I tried to play some of the videos. I was so happy to see the way the preaching was going on. And later on, I saw the ministration of the gifts of prophecy. I was so much encouraged, because that's been the desire of my heart, to see God manifesting, and it made me so happy. I've been coming to Nigeria, but this time I said I must step my foot in Bride Assembly and be part of what's going on. And God bless you. I'm so happy, very much happy. And my prayer is, may this type of worship be in my church as well. And I believe, according to the scripture, the Bible says in Corinthians 12 that the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. And Thessalonians says, quench not the Spirit, despise not prophesying. Hallelujah. I can tell you, those scriptures in this church, they are fulfilled.
Amen.
Hallelujah! Praise the Lord. We've seen the manifestation of the Spirit on the videos, on the internet. And today I'm a witness. Right today, sat with the prophet. They prophesied upon me things that are real. I've seen it come to pass. And God is not without a witness. When many people in the message have despised the gifts, here they are working. And I believe they will be working for my church too.
Hallelujah.
Lastly, I want to sing you a song. I was telling God there, if, Lord, you want me to sing for the saints, then let the pastor invite me. So he's just done it.
Clap your hands.
So I'll sing you a song.
Go ahead.
Give me your hand. Let's agree together that all of our enemies will crumble at our feet. And whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. At the name of Jesus, Satan has to flee. You know the song, huh? We've got the power in the name of Jesus. Okay, so this is to you all and to the man of God, the pastor. Those who know the song can join me. Hallelujah. Give me your hand. Let's agree together that all of our enemies will crumble at our feet. And whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. At the name of Jesus, Satan has to flee. Oh. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. Sing it with me. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. So Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. Why? We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Sing, we've got the power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we cannot be defeated, cause we've got the power in the name of the Lord. Now there's a second verse. The second verse goes, for many years now, Satan's tried to stop us, but the pride of Jesus, yes, we are still alive. Like a mighty army, we'll keep marching onwards, winning every battle, for the Lord's on our side. Oh, we got the power in the name of Jesus. Oh, we got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we will not be defeated, for we got the power in the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. We got the power in the name of Jesus. And we cannot be defeated. Though Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. Because we've got the power in the name of the Lord. And we shall exercise that power. Even this night, we shall exercise that power. And every shrine will bow. Every curse will be broken. You believe it? Last night, if you were not here last night, wave your hand. Let me see. Joy. Joy. You were not here last night. Now, there was a song that we sang to encourage somebody. That song is a popular song in this church that musicians sing, that God can make a beggar. He will turn a beggar, make him to sit with the king the next day. Is it possible? Is it possible? Those of you who didn't hear it last night, hear it again, because after this message, just before you sang, our pastor from Benin Republic, pastor, come please. You know, there was a revelation he saw. He was sharing with me as we were taking dinner this evening together. Now, he is also a prophet, so he saw something. Hello. And just, you know, he's a French-speaking brother, but he did jam the English. Just want to help us jam it together with him.
May God bless you. Hallelujah. So, before offering, beauty offering was given yesterday, I saw it that if people cannot afford the 200 naira, but if you afford the 200 naira, you are going to build your house this year.
No, you didn't hear him. Yesterday, before, he said, before I saw that revelation and I told us during the way we gave our offering for our building yesterday. We remember. He said, just before that, he had it. That there are some people here that find it difficult to even afford 200 naira. And that because of that offering yesterday, that somebody who as at that yesterday could not afford 200 naira, that before the end of the year, they will build their own house. He said he finished hearing it when suddenly he heard me spoke about what the Lord told me. It was a confirmation. Praise the Lord. Why? God can change your situation overnight. Can we hear the musicians? For those who didn't hear it yesterday, hear it again today. You pay your tithe. While that song is going on, come to the altar. Drop your tithe. Let your heart be anointed. While that song is going on, be among those that your situation changes.
He healed all of life, and it makes us
Somebody shout it louder, amen. Do you believe that God is going to touch you tonight? I am not here. Is somebody in the house? Do you believe that God is going to touch your families tonight? If you believe that, can you jump up and shout it louder, amen. Amen. Take your seat. Hallelujah. Somebody place your hand in your chest. Say after me, oh God, any spirit of death hanging on my neck, expire, expire. Say every spirit of untimely death pursuing me and my family, scatter my fire. I saw a man that the spirit of family that is pursuing. Your name is Henry Njotuku. Who is the person? Henry Njotuku. Henry Tukuemeka Njotuku. Who is the person? I saw another person again.
Somebody is coming.
Anyaw Isaac. Who is the person? I saw another person again.
Moses Alu.
Caroline of Wegu. Who is the person? Somebody shout power. Somebody shout power. I saw another person again, Ifeanyi, from Enugu State. Who is the person? Ifeanyi from Enugu State. Hagune chembekele mbi. The Ifeanyi I'm seeing is pushing a wheelbarrow. Go back, it's not you. The Ifeanyi I'm seeing is pushing a wheelbarrow. God bless you, sir.
Yes,
sir. Are you Anyang Isaac?
Yes.
Do you believe that you will find help here?
Yes.
Is today your first time?
The third time.
The third time.
Yes.
I saw where they tied the spirit of Anyang Isaac at Ngobala. Are you from over there?
Yes, I'm from Ngobala.
Jehovah, Jehovah. Holy there. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
I saw where they tied your spirit. A woman called Patricia and Jude.
Yes.
Are you hearing me?
I'm hearing you.
Listen, sir. I saw a house appear before me. And they want to kill you because of a house.
Yes.
The spirit of God ministered to me that they tied your spirit there and they are remoting you. As I'm talking now, you are not okay.
I'm not okay.
Even you are even urinating through pipe.
Yes.
Do you believe that God is going to deliver you now?
I believe.
Huh?
I believe.
Holy there. I saw a name right now, Equitos. Who is the person? Equitos.
Jesus, Kulie, Kulie, Kariba. Jesus, Kulie, Aina, Mate, Giba, Guru.
Holy
there.
Hey. Sir, the Spirit of God ministered to me that you will not die.
Amen.
Are you hearing what I'm telling you?
I'm hearing you.
I saw where a lady is manipulating your spirit. They planted death for you October last year. You escaped it. And now they have planted another one for you. And the woman naked herself and swore. Say, let me see how you will escape it. Are you hearing me, sir?
I'm hearing you.
But I will tell you now that you will not die.
Amen.
Are you hearing what I'm telling
you? I'm hearing you.
That food they gave you in the dream that you ate that is causing problem in your system, that food will expire right now.
Amen.
Are you hearing me, sir?
I'm hearing you.
Go to the altar. Sit down on the altar there. I will pray for you. The Lord said I should pray for you.
He can be more. Jesus, he can be more. Anama Mogusa, Usana Mama, Boyo.
What is your name?
Henry Tochukwu.
Henry?
Yes, sir.
The Henry I'm seeing is from Abia State.
No.
Give him the mic. Sir, are you from Abia State?
I am from Abia State.
Are you from Isikwato?
That's right, Isikwato. Hey.
Listen, sir. The Spirit of God ministered to me. I saw where the spirit of death is pursuing you. Are you hearing me?
I can hear you.
I saw a man with a calabash calling your name, and the man is not happy with you, and this man happens to be your uncle. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
And I saw the name of the man, if I can pronounce it very well. Norunjo.
Norue. God of vengeance.
Hey, Jesus.
Are you hearing me, sir?
I can hear you very clearly.
Listen, sir. The Spirit of God ministered to me. The Lord told me. He said, this man has been setting accident for you. Are you hearing me?
I can hear you.
And the Lord ministered to me. He said, look at him. They want to paralyze him. Church, anywhere that anybody wants to paralyze you.
Holy Ghost fire!
Today, that spirit of paralysis will return back to sender.
Amen!
Sir, the Spirit of God ministered to me. He said, look at him, he's about taking a journey tomorrow. Are you a uniformed man?
I'm an Air Force personnel.
Oh!
They transferred you from Enugu State to Abuja.
That's right.
Buamuma, you mumado.
The Lord ministered to me that your uncle is not happy with you because of one land in the village. Are you hearing me, sir?
I can hear you clearly.
Because of your own father's property. The Spirit of God ministered to me. He said, this man has been taking your name to different altar. Are you hearing me? But right now, that altar will catch fire.
Amen!
Sir, the journey I'm seeing that you're about to take to Abuja, the Lord minister to me say you should take that journey. Nobody will do you anything.
Amen!
You can't come to this program and somebody will hurt you.
Amen!
Are you hearing me, sir?
Yes, I can hear you.
He said, I should tell you, say, fear not.
Amen!
Even the witch I'm seeing in the building you are, like an ego person, that is witching you people there. After this program, that woman will be exposed.
Amen!
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
I can hear you clearly, sir.
The Spirit of God ministered to me, say, take the journey.
Amen.
Nobody will do you anything.
Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you very much, sir. Amen.
Clap your hands, church. Amen. Hey!
Mommy, are you Caroline of Webu?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
I saw a woman inside a coffin. Inside a coffin. Are you hearing me, ma'am?
Yes.
And the Spirit of God ministered to me. He said, look at a man called Eugene who wants to kill her. Do you know anybody called Eugene?
Yes.
Is he your husband's brother?
He's my husband's uncle. He trained him even to university level.
Listen, ma'am! The Spirit of God ministered to me that Eugene is doing everything tooth and nail to kill you because of a particular land at the back of your house. Are you hearing me, man? And the Spirit of God ministered to me that this particular Eugene is using your picture, using your husband's picture. Are you hearing me? There is incantation that the man did on January 10th in your house. He has done that sacrifice 4 times. And that is why anytime you enter your house, it be as if they are after you. You cannot sleep in that house. And they will come in the night and be loading you food in the dream. And the Spirit of God ministered to me, ma, that sickness they fired in that your body will dry up right now. Are you hearing me, ma'am? That sickness will dry up right now. That man that is planning to kill you, that sickness I saw that the man planted in your husband's house. The man wanted to kill your husband, and your husband escaped the spirit of death. Now it is you. That spirit of death will return back to sender. Are you hearing me, ma'am? You will not die. Wait for me at the altar there. The Lord said I should anoint your 2 feet. Are you hearing me? I hear your name, Ekutos. The Ekutos I'm seeing is living at the first stack. First hack. Who is this person?
Back to sender.
Who is this person? The Equitas I'm seeing is living at the first stack. Church, step out your hand in front of you. Do you believe after this program, the Lord will put in your hands something that will make your face shine? I prophesy to you as a servant of the living God. I speak to your life. Wherever they hide your spirit, today, I order for your release. Today, I order for your release. I came here as a prophetic pilot. Wherever they have delayed you, wherever they have held you captive, all these years, police cannot hold plane. Road safety cannot hold a plane. Men on duty cannot hold a plane. I came to pilot you to your destination. Wherever they have held you captive, today you shall move forward. Today I order for your release. Today you shall move forward. Today you shall move forward. If you believe that, shout, I receive it. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Today, not today. This church, we don't ever get time for anything. I told you yesterday, the Lord said, today we shall be praying the prayer of Jabez. Open First Chronicles, chapter number 4. Verses 9 and 10. Are we there? First Chronicles. If you are there with me, follow along. Verse 9 and verse 10. Verse 9 says, and Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. Now, listen. There is a way this scripture is put, that if you don't read it very well within its context, you will miss the import of that story. Because the way it is put, and Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. How can they bear you with sorrow and then you become more honorable? So what he's telling you is, they are telling you, starting first with his latter end, before they tell you his beginning. Praise God. What that scripture is saying is that Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, but his beginning was poverty, sorrow. But what made him to be more honorable than his brethren? Somebody listening to me, you will be more honorable than every member of your family. In that your village, you are going to be more honorable than everybody in that village. You didn't say amen. See, the fact that I don't prophesy like Igbo doesn't mean that I'm not a prophet too. When I speak, better connect. Because somebody here, that must be your testimony. at you now, somebody, in our midst, or you are watching us around the world. People are laughing at you that you have nothing. Those laughing at you are going to be more honorable than them. Our God can take a beggar and make him a king. I am talking to somebody. Hallelujah. I am talking to somebody. I am the battle axe of the Lord. The general of the army of the Lord. Multitude of angels are here now to change somebody's situation. And you are going to remain untouchable. Unstoppable. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. William Branham said, the best thing that a man of God can tell you is to say, God bless you. If he is truly a man of God, his God will bless you. And I am a servant of God. I am a man of God. And a son of God. When I speak, the God that called me to do what I'm doing now, he will never put me to shame. If you connect, your situation must change. He, God, spoke to me here. I was at the altar. He said, let today's prayer be the prayer of Jabez. I was excited. It means somebody's situation is going to miraculously change. People will look at you and open their mouth. They will not be able to close it. He's surprised. They will look at you surprised with their mouth. Yeah, eh? They will think you went somewhere to make juju. You must prosper. What they say your family will not achieve, you will achieve above it. Praise the Lord. I read it again. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. Verse 10. It's the prayer he prayed that made him honorable. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thy hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. He had 4 prayer points. 4 prayer points. We can compress it to 3. But I prefer to call them up to 4. 4 of them. Number 1, bless me. Indeed. Number 2, enlarge my coast. Number 3, thy hand might be with me. Amen. And number 4, that thou wilt keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And the Bible said, and God granted him that which he requested. Today, God will grant you that which you will request. Somebody's coast is going to be enlarged. From one shop. Amen. To how many warehouses? From one room apartment to a flat. From a tenant to a landlord. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? From a manager to a director. If you are managing life, you are a manager. You manage to eat. You manage to pay your house rent. You manage to even go to church. You manage to even sleep. You manage everything I manage. Even to bath, you manage the soap. The cream where you rub, you manage it. The food where they eat, you they manage the food. Somebody from a manager, you will become a director. If that person answer me, amen, nothing will stop it. Praise the Lord. The hindrance that has stopped you moving forward, that hindrance tonight will be removed. There's a grace for this program. There are more people around the world watching us now through this broadcast than the people sitting down here now. And there is a special grace released for it. Nobody will be without a testimony. Are we ready for action? I want us to pray. Praise the Lord. I want us to pray. We prayed small yesterday. We need to pray more. Some people didn't come yesterday. They didn't pray. You need to mention that name. And anywhere they are monitoring you. Amen. That mirror we are using here is a point of contact to anywhere they are monitoring you. Anything they are using to monitor you. Whether in a basin of water or for one underwater somewhere, a mirror, anywhere. Anything they are using. Anything is anything. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Something glittering, 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 glittering. Somebody's star has just been restored. Now, as I'm speaking, so. A star. Your glory that was kept somewhere, somebody, it has just been restored. If you can answer me for amen, anywhere they have tampered with your star, I restore it today in the name of Jesus Christ. Remain standing. I saw something. I wonder for amen again with your hand or your head. The star came and stood on somebody's head. Lord, who is the person? With your glory, they removed your star. They covered your star. And you are here, you can answer me for amen. With your eyes closed, be in the spirit, you may be the person, you don't know. Now, here, now. By the ministration I receive from above, I restore partner star your glory today in the name of Jesus Christ. Finally. Your hand on your head, close your eyes. 1, 2, 3, 4. Who again, Lord? 5 of them. 6. They're just shooting like that. I'm counting them as they are falling. Another one, 7. 8. Receive back your receive back. Another one, 8. Another one. 9. Another one. Yes. They're just releasing them like that. They're just releasing them. 10, 9. And another one. See, another one. See. Be in the spirit. It's something. We never even start. They release them. See, they are still falling. Many. They are falling. Yes, Lord. For amen again. Anybody here? The enemy has tampered with your glory. So that you will live a life of frustration, limitation. Climb up, you fall again. All the certificate you have becomes useless. All the school you went to becomes useless. Today, by the grace of this program, by his presence in our midst, I restore your glory today in the name of Jesus Christ. Close your eyes, be in the spirit and receive your own. Who again? Who again, Lord? Under your mercy. Yes. Something is going on. Be in the spirit. Yes. That's why they came, Lord. That's why we are here, Lord. The pillar of fire is here. It's here. Yes, Lord. With the Lord. Finally, I wonder, four amen. Four is God's number for deliverance. Who can battle with the Lord? Who can battle with the Lord? A small baby, a small child, a mother is struggling with a baby, with a hand, is struggling to collect that baby from your hand. And the Lord revealed that to you in the spirit. The Lord revealed that to you. You are worried. A woman here in our midst, you are struggling with an evil hand concerning your baby. Run to the altar with that baby now. I want four amen. Anybody here? They collected your glory from you by any means. They collected your glory from you by any means. Because you are here now. And you can answer me amen. Four times. I stand here under the mercy of God. And under the covenant of this program. I restore back your glory today in the name of Jesus Christ. There shall be restoration. I said there shall be restoration. I said there shall be restoration. God bless you. Be seated one moment. Be seated. Be seated one moment. Be seated one moment. Hallelujah. And you are a pastor. Pastor. And you saw yourself in the spirit naked. And that revelation has come to you several times. You see yourself naked. In that revelation, you see yourself naked and you are a minister of God. And that person is here in our midst as the Spirit of God is telling me now. You've seen yourself several times naked. Who is the person? Please. Pastor, can you come forward? Are you the one? You are the one?
Yes, sir.
You, the way I saw it, more than three times, you've seen yourself naked.
Yes, sir.
You're a pastor. The same thing with you.
Yes, sir.
The same thing with you, sir.
Yes, sir.
You're a pastor.
Yes, sir.
And you keep seeing yourself in the spirit naked.
Yes, sir.
Naked, 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 naked. Satan is a liar. So it's not prayer you people need, or you need counseling. I want to tell you the meaning of that and what you should do. Don't know how we'll see you. Are you in Lagos here? You're in Lagos? You're from Abuja? It's not prayer. You need to know something. What happened? What are you carrying with the children? Come here. I didn't say your pikin is sick. Come out. Now, one person I see. Now, yes. Now, you. All of you. You saw that hand struggling?
Yes, I saw it. A woman dragging Chidima with me.
Hey! Me, all these babies, go and lie them at the altar. Over there, you come and anoint these children. Anoint the two hands of the mother and anoint the children. Nothing will snatch these children from your hand. Sickness will not snatch these children. Untimely death will not snatch these children. Witches and wizards will not snatch these children. Accident will not snatch these children. In the name of Jesus Christ. Anoint the child, anoint the two hands of the mother, and let them carry the baby and go back. We need to see. We need to see. What of you, man? You're a pastor.
Yes, sir.
You saw yourself naked.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God bless you, man. You are in Lagos? Are you in Lagos?
Yes.
And those of you in Lagos, please find time and come and see me. Even if it's individual, please. Any of our service days, you come and see me. We need to talk. Very seriously, we need to talk. I'll get your phone. Drop your phone number. You have my phone number? Please, give her my phone number. Give him my phone number. Call me and I'll talk with you. Wait here, Apple. Praise the Lord. Wait here, Apple. Did they drag your pikin with you there? Praise the Lord. Okay. So, you can see me. Those of you outside Lagos, get my phone and call me when we talk. Please, any service. Why I cannot say you should see me when we close is because immediately we close, all the ministers will be going to get ready to come back again by 12 o'clock for the rededication of the firstborn. So, I cannot wait here to see anybody when we close. That's why I say I cannot see you today. Please, let us see. And it just remind me the case. And we will talk. God bless you. We are going to take those prayer points. When we finish, the prophets will prophesy. That mirror, you will bring it. The ministers in front of you will anoint the face of the mirror. Are we together? Listen, people will be here and they'll be doing something contrary from the instruction given. The face of the mirror will be anointed. They will also anoint that bottle of oil you hold. Your forehead will be anointed. Then you will go back to your seat. You will pray, mention every name on your list. Anywhere they are monitoring the progress of so-so-so name, mention it. Lord, as this mirror will be smashed to pieces today, as we shall scatter this mirror today, let that magnetizing gadget by witches and wizards, by the enemy, familiar spirits following us up and down, let their gadgets be destroyed. Mention that name. Make sure you call that name. Call that name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There is a prophet in our midst. They carry black cloth like this. Cover your eye. Vision. Let me see again. Oh. Who is this? There is a prophet. They carry black cloth. Tie you in the spirit. They close your eye. And you have seen that in the spirit. And now your pastor. Naindua. Who is the person? Come now, 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 now. He came. The thief coming over to steal, kill, and destroy. But God sent the prophet to this age to restore. This is restoration ministry. Who is the person? Who is the person now? Run out quickly. Where did you see it?
I see it almost every day.
Eh?
I see it almost every day. Even today I still see it.
You saw what?
Black cloth covering my face.
You saw, even today you saw it?
Yes.
Black cloth, yes. Cover your...
My eyes.
Your eye. Come forward.
Restoration time. Restoration time.
Which church were you going to? Wait, what can I hear the church?
No, I'm based in Port Harcourt, so it's not been too long.
You've not been any church?
I'm based in Port Harcourt.
Which church do you attend?
End Time Ministry.
That's the name of the church?
Yes, sir.
It's called End Time Ministry?
Yes, sir.
Is it an End Time Ministry believing church?
Yes, sir. That's the name of the ministry, Port Harcourt.
End Time
Ministry, yes, sir.
End Time Ministry.
By Bishop Moses.
Were you prophesying in that church?
Well, I was among the workers there, so I was not. Then.
Eh?
I wasn't prophesying, but I was among the workers.
Cover your gift. They cover your gift. Cover. Wait. There is a sister that has the same problem. There's a sister that has the same problem. Praise the Lord. Okay, just go and stand there. Go and stand there first. And stand there first. Once you are anointed, thank you, Lord. Eh? They carry cloth, cover your face. The way I saw it, the person has seen it yourself. You saw it. Eh?
Since then, I don't see again.
Can I hear that, sister?
Yes. But it's one of me. It's one of God.
This one, pray well, well. You pray well, well. You pray last night. Eh?
Yes, sir.
You pray well, well. And your voice go. Yes, that's how to go to battlefield. There must be signs that you go battle. You saw it.
Yes, sir. With the one of God.
Eh?
A woman of God.
A woman of God that did it. Carry a handkerchief.
Yes.
And put it on your face. Oh, you know when she did it.
Yes,
after that, you don't see vision again.
No.
You don't see vision again.
It's over 1 year plus.
You know why I take that revelation seriously? Because you need it even for your family. That gift. Now, the woman of God covered your face. A man of God is removing that nonsense. Now. Hey! Any evil person has taken away from you today shall be restored in the name of Jesus.
Oruo, gosianye ni. Oruo, gosianye ni buchiku. Oruo, chikaze no so. Habagure zurike no ruo. Oruo.
Anybody here? Hey, wait. I like that song. What do you mean, Oruo?
The time has come.
The time has come.
The time has come.
The time has come.
Yes.
Tell your neighbor your time has come. Okay. Tell your neighbor, Oruo. Anything they have taken away from you, today, it shall be restored in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. From the back, once they anoint you like this, begin to pray. Make sure that oil will cover the face of that mirror. Pray wherever they are manipulating you. Watching you're going for that interview. Watching your business. Lord, destroy it. From the back. And you drop your offering. Drop your offering.
Oh, my, yeah, baby, yeah, yeah.
Mosa. Maga Yaru, Maga Mawa, no, 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 ya mere chise ogadi kole bube no game no ye na choka ge ye noa isanyi kubaka ni game amara ogari kole bube ige sine mi kwaso maya kweme mese o.
The wall, it was a sign.
Once you are saved, forever you are saved. Everything we receive from God is by faith.
Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord.
Fruit of delusion.
They told you it doesn't matter. It matters. There is yet another day that is His mercy is still available.
The trials of the Christian.
Christians face trials.
The God of this world cannot be our God because we are in this world but not of this world.
You are the Lord that changes all. You are the Lord that changes all. Unchangeable God. You are the Lord that changes all.
You are the Lord that changes all.
You can change your situation, nothing can change. You are the Lord that changes no.
You are the Lord that changes no.
You can change your situation, nothing can change you.
You are the Lord that changes no.
You turn day to night and night to day, unchangeable God.
You are the Lord that changes no.
Trouble that trouble, my trouble are a shade of the foe.
You are the Lord that changes
all. You are the mighty man and that's unchangeable God.
You are the Lord that changes
all. Sometimes I call you the Balm of Gilead.
You are the Lord that changes
all. The power that can raise the dead is in your hand.
You are the Lord that changes all.
You can change every condition, nothing can change.
You are the Lord that changes all.
You You are the Lord that can never change.
You are the Lord that changes all.
He that parted the Red Sea for his people to pass.
You are the Lord that changes all.
He that makes a way in the middle of the wilderness.
You are the Lord that changes all.
You are glorified by the fire by night and shadow.
You are the Lord that changes all.
You are the Lord that changes all.
You are the Lord that changes all.
There is nothing too impossible for you to do. At the mention of your name, every knee must by every tongue confess.
You are,
yes, you are the Lord that changes
all.
You are the Lord that changes all.
You are the Lord that changes all.
Baba. You are the Lord, you can never change.
You are the Lord that changes.
The name above principalities and power. The name that goes up in the kingdom of darkness. You are shake up the limits.
In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Did you mention that name on that list? It is done. Do you believe it? As usual, I hope we have all our hammers, Pastor Francis. Eh? We have all the hammers to hammer this thing. Listen. Listen. When you want God to enter a battle for you, what do? You praise Him. When you want God to fight a battle for you, amen. Praise the Lord. See how God works. This one, they cover her eyes. Satan, cover her eyes. Eh? So that she will not be able to see vision again. Eh? Eh? Amen. Praise the Lord. Are you a member of this church?
Yes,
sir. Since when?
I've been coming and going. I've been coming and
if they come and go. You mean Abiku member? Abiku member.
I've been worshiping here for Antonio Bay, but I do come and go.
You come and go. You come this church. You can't go woman church.
Man church, but the woman is a man of God there.
Oh, the woman is the woman of God there. It's a prophetess. So you want make only she be prophetess. Make you no joiner. Praise God. That's cut and finish. Amen. Now, Now, as a sign, God just want to give her a sign for you to know that her sight has been restored. You see, now the Holy Ghost has blinded the eye. If she try to open this eye now, it cannot open. See, that this is a vessel of the Lord. But limited to function because of manipulation. And God is just too interested in this young girl. Too interested in you. Now she's under arrest. You say, why they come go, Abiku?
It's because of the place I go for is far. So
where are you coming from?
Oshodi. So my daddy said I should be worshiping to the place that is closer by.
He said you should be worshiping the place, okay, because of transport money. Because of transport money.
I don't know. He did not give me the visit.
So that I don't go give him money to call. He said, make you worship for that place. Now the Holy Ghost wants to take over his vessel. See, the way they arrest her, she can't even move. Her eye closed. Can you move?
I cannot.
You cannot move.
At all.
No, see, we need to hear you. Yes, Lord Jesus. Now, I want your voice to be clear. Lord. That's what I'm doing. I want your voice to be clear. I lose your vocal cord. In the name of Jesus. Can you move now?
No, sir.
She can talk now. Hallelujah. You promise to serve the Lord? Do you promise to serve God? Answer. You know me now. May the Lord tie your mouth. Because your mouth is loose. Do you promise to serve God? Do you promise to serve Him? I'm going to leave you. She's not the only one. Will you serve God? Answer. Say yes or no. No?
Yes.
Do you promise to serve Him?
Yes.
Yes. That's why He restored your voice so that you will hear. As I open this eye now, that is how your spiritual eye will be opened. In the name of Jesus Christ. Open. Open. She's still under arrest. Thank you, Jesus. This is a vessel of God that God has arrested. It's a product of this program. Go and function for Jesus. From now on, your ministry will move forward. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. They threw a demon on you. They threw a demon. They projected a demon on you.
Yes. Yes.
Did you see that spirit walk out from you here?
I feel it. I feel it.
You felt it?
Yeah.
The demon walked out from you. I'm standing here. Go and function for Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Go back to your seat. Walk ago now. Are we ready now to drop those mirrors? Are you ready now to drop those mirrors? Is this sister married? She's married? Are you married? Eh? Are you married? Then block her mouth. You know the answer? You know the answer? Your husband, they look mean and they kick you. But because of your husband, no one thought, make you no vex. What's your name? See, I want you to do this mirror or something. That's why they come wake you. Nobody say, I'm loosening you because of this mirror. Father, after that, you can continue with her. To fulfill the purpose, the reason. Thank you, Jesus. The reason for which you are holding her. Thank you, Jesus. Stand up. You are free. You are loose from the hand of the angel. Your eye again. Thank you, Lord. Stand up. You are free. In Jesus' name. Stand up. May your husband not send a beat at the beat you. Now the demon at the beat, not be half. Is your husband here? Is your husband here?
No, sir.
It's not here. Thank you, Jesus. Stand up, you are free. Who tie am like this? Stand up. Stand up and carry your mirror. Thank you, Jesus. You're free. Go back to your seat.
Someone else says the bride has made herself.